says this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi, and the schus Moshe Ben Peshtina writes, we're going to ask Yosef Ezer Ben Esther, the bracha b'tzlacha b'chama seyidehem, and I would like to learn some of the chedushim of the great Gaon and Tzaddik Rav Avram Genachovsky, Binyanei Sukkos. So he has just thousands upon thousands of unpublished manuscripts, thousands and thousands of pages of unpublished manuscripts. So little by little, they're coming out with more and more. So here we have about a person who buys five lulavim. Let's see what the shaila is. There's a maisa with a certain person who wanted to buy five lulavim, and he comes to his house and he finds that he bought six. And he wants to return one of the lulavim to the seller. He seeks out the seller, he looks for him, he can't find him. So now the shaila is, can he be yotzei with the lulavim? So on Chol HaMoed we can say that he's yotzei, because on Chol HaMoed you could be yotzei with a borrowed lulav. And we say, nichalei le'inish le'avid mitzvah mamone, that a person wants you to do a mitzvah with their money. And therefore, the sixth lulav, if he ends up taking that one, then he's a yotzei, because person wants you to do a mitzvah with his money. The shaila is, what about the first day? The first day, you need lachem, it needs to belong to you. And the sixth lulav doesn't belong to him. So if he takes one of the lulavim, then maybe it's the lulav that doesn't belong to him. And he's not yotzei, so what should he do? So the great Gaon Rav Pinchas Schreiber paskin that you should take two lulavim. So we know, right? Only one of them doesn't belong to him, one of the six. So if he takes two, he's definitely yotzei. That was his psak. Pashit. So there was a maisa with somebody who was chayev to his friend $400. And he gave him an envelope with four lottery tickets, and each lottery ticket was worth $100. And after the lottery, he opened up the envelope and he found in the envelope five lottery tickets, not four. Notice he owed his friend $400, gave him $400 lottery tickets, and it turns out no, they were $500 lottery tickets. So in the Tshuvas Harei Besamim, in the third volume, in Siman Ayin, he says that the Mekabel and the Nosein are considered partners in every ticket, and therefore, what you do is, you split up the Zechia, this winning sum, four times for the receiver, and one time for the giver. Because we say that he has 4/5, the receiver, and the giver has 1/5, because he only owned him 400, and he gave him five tickets, each for 100. So he is 1/5, and he has 4/5. So that's what the Hari Besamim says. Umakoro, and his makor is from the din of the Trumas Hadeshen, and Shin Yadalit, brought in the Ramban, Choshen Mishpat, and Reish Tzadi Beis, if Yud, that he's talking about a case where someone gave matbos to the balabayas, he gave him coins, and the balabayas mixed them up with his coins. And the Trumas Hadeshen writes that since matbeos are a davar she'eino mesuyam, each coin doesn't look different, all the coins look the same, so we don't say that each one's coins belong to him, but rather we say that they're both partners in each coin. And memelef, some of the money, mixed money, is lost. We don't say hamotzi mechaber olav haraya. We don't say, hey, you want me to pay you back? Prove to me that I lost your coins, that I lost my coins. Maybe I lost your coins, so you have to bring me a raya, that I owe you money. And Memela, We don't say that because they're both partners, but rather the loss is equal. They split it up, l'fi achuzim. Whatever each one has, percentages in the coins, we figure out how many he gave him. And so he gave him 20% of the coins, so he owns 20% of the money altogether. And that's the same way it'll work here with the lottery ticket. And also in our case, we can say, and this is going to be dangerous, that both of them are partners in every lulav. And therefore it's not going to help to take two lulavim, because it's not lachem, it's not yours. They're both partners in each lulav. And therefore, it's not yotze. However, yesh la'ayin, it's not so pashit. The Trumas Hadeshin is mechalek between Dvarim She'ein Makpidim El Tarovsan and Dvarim She'makpidim El Tarovsan. If people are not makbid on the Taroves, then they're partners. If people are makbid on the Taroves, they don't want it to be mixed in together, then they're not partners. So what's the din by lulavim? Can we compare it to coins, that people aren't makbid on the Taroves because they all look alike? Or maybe, like behemos, someone gives animals, there you are makbid. You want specifically, you don't want it to get mixed up. You give specific animals, your mafkid specific animals. You want your animals to remain yours. You don't want them to be mixed in. We see in the Sugya and Bechoris 18b that if one's behemah was mixed in, the mafkid gave his behemah to the nifkad and then one of the animals died, we say, Amotze mechaver al varaya. If the mafkid wants to get a behemah back, he has to prove that it was the nifkad's behemah that died, that it was the nifkad's behemah, the one who took that pikadon, his behemah that died, and the mafkid's behemah, the one who gave the pikadon, his is still alive. So there you're makbid on the tarovis, and maybe by the lulavim also, you're makbid on the tarovis, and they're not shutfim. So it could be that by the lulavim, they're not considered shutfim, because a person's makbid. Why is he makbid not to be that there shouldn't be mixed in, and they shouldn't be shutfim, because then he's not going to be yotze. So this person who bought the lulavim, he doesn't want to be a partner. He's makbid, they shouldn't be mixed in, his and the other guys, because then he's not yotze. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger says in the first volume in the Tshuvas that you can't be mevatel chametz and matzah that are mixed in together. Why? Because you don't know what your mafkir. So, since he doesn't know what he's mafkir, he becomes a shutaf with hefker. Because really, what's he being mafkir? He's being mafkir the matzah. Not the chametz. The hefker works on the matzah, not the chametz. That's what he wants to be mafkir. So he becomes a shutaf, he becomes a partner. This is in Simon Chaf Gimel. He becomes a partner with hefker and everything, even on the chametz, because he doesn't know what's his and what's hefker's. Because really, he's being mevatel in order to be mevatel the chametz. Now there's no greater makbid than a person who doesn't want chametz. He doesn't want to be shutif with the hefker. Since he doesn't want to be shutif with the hefker, then he shouldn't be a shutaf. But you see that he is a shutaf. You see that he still is a partner with hefker, even though he's makbid not to be a partner. So So this is obviously talking about a case where he only wants to be mevatel the chametz part. He only wants to be mafkir the chametz part. If he wants to be mafkir the whole thing, then he's mafkir the whole thing. But if he specifically only wants to be mafkir the chametz, and he just doesn't know what he's being mafkir, so he becomes a shutuf in the whole thing. He writes, "B'chametz m'urav b'ksheirim, v'ratzono l'batal chametz ha'ma'urav, you have chametz with kasher." And he wants to be mevatel chametz ha'ma'urav, yeshlomer d'loy mahani, kevan dein biko nikar, because you don't know which is chametz, which is matzah. V'im ken afshe chametz mufkarim, kevan d'yavshe levatel. You don't know what's batal, what's not, so you become a shutif. So you see that in a case where a person doesn't want the shutfus, he still becomes a shutif. What about the behemah case? We see in the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not arguing with the Gemara. In the Gemara it says that if the behemah of Hefker, the behemah of the Mafkid got mixed in with the behemah of the Nifkar and one of them died, so Motzim Echabral Varaya, he doesn't become a shutuf in both behemahs. So there it's different because they're Makbid Machmas Gufa Chayfetz. There he Mamish doesn't want the other animal. And here we're dealing just with the outcome. Here the reason he doesn't... Here the reason he doesn't want to be a shutuf is because of the totzah of the shutfus. Because the totzah of the shutfus is that he's going to own chametz. By the animals. So he dafka doesn't want the... He wants to keep his animal. And he doesn't want the animal the balabas. Therefore, he's not going to become a shutuf bal korcho. But when it comes to chametz, as far as the guf ha-chefetz, he doesn't really care. It's not that he cares about the chametz itself. Just the totzah of the shutfus, that he's going to be over in Bali Yerua and he's going to own the chametz. That's what he doesn't want, but it's a difficult svara. So some people paskin that since he has rishus to buy whichever lulav he wants, and there's always a das makne, and he can go to the stand and he can exchange this for that. So what he should do is, he should leave one lulav on the side, acquire five, and even if one of the five is what he didn't buy earlier, now he's buying it, because there's always das makne. That's what they say in the name of Hagon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Hashem should send him refuah shleima. So, since there's das makne, so you have the option of exchanging it, so he exchanged it. If he has five here that he took, and one of them is not the one he bought, so he's exchanged the one he bought for this one, and the makne is agreeing to that. But we have to mind, when's there das makne? There's das makne when he can pay him. But here, where is he going to pay him? He's really finished with the makne. The makne already sold it to him, he got his money, so there's no more das makne. So if you're finished with the makne, so who says there's still das makne? So that's a difficult proposition. Hagon Ravi Didiminat is a chash of Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. He suggested that since every lulav is a suffik, if it's his and he's muhsuk, says Yotze B'Taras Vadai. That's a very, very famous discussion we see in the Sugya in Takfo Koin in Bava Mitzia and Avav Amid Beis. that if a person is muhzik bebehema, v'takfo kohen, motzin miyad kohen, you take it away from the kohen, and the muhzik can also be ma'aser ma'aser behema. Why? Because once we paskin, it's his, it's his. So this person's muhzik on each lulav, he's muhzik. So the other guy can't prove, the seller can't prove it's his. So he's muhzik, he could be yotze, it's his, vaday. And from here, the Chemdes Shleime in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Yud Os Vav is poshet, the suffix of the country Sasvekis. Someone's muhzik b'momon mikoyach hamotzi mechavra l'veraya. The loyma hani be tfisa, where tfisa is not going to be effective. So let's say you have a case where you're muhzik b'momon. We don't know whose momon it is, but you have the momon and it's hamotzi hamotzi mechavra l'veraya. And it's a case where tfisa is not effective. The guy does tfisa, we take it back away from him. So can he be mekadesh anisha? So if you hold it's vadei shelo, he can be even mekadesh anisha, even if it's not his, but now he's muhzik. And according to this, if he's makdish all six, and so here also, all the lulavim belong to midin muhzik. And according to this, if he's makdish to hekdesh, all six lulavim, and then a person is and then he's nene from each one individually, he's going to be chayiv and asham. If he's nene from each one individually, so then the moel is going to be chayv and asham. Why? Because midin muhzik, it was his. So when he was makdish the first one, midin muhzik, it's his. And now somebody's nene from this hekdish, so he's over on meila. And the second one, he's over on meila. And the third one, he's over on meila. And the fourth one, he's over on Meila. So each time he's Nene, we assume that it belongs to the Muhzik. The Hekdesh was a good Hekdesh, and the person who's Nene is over on Meila. But if he's Nene from all six at once, he's only going to be Chayav five Hashemos. Because he only has five. He doesn't have six. So he did a ma'isa of Hana on all six, and we know that he only has five, then we have to paskin in such a case that he's only going to be over, you only have to bring five Hashemos. So that's a makom li'iyun. Now, if we compare our case to that of the Hari Besamim and the Trumas Hadeshen, then we can't say that it's his B'tares of Adai. Because what did the Hari B'samim say? What are the Trumas based on the Trumas Hadeshen? That they're Shutfim. With the lottery tickets, they're Shutfim. L'chor here, the Lulavim, they're also Shutfim. They're partners. So if they're partners, it's not him B'tares, it's not his B'tares of Adai. He's not Muhzik. He's only a Shutuf. So therefore, he wouldn't be able to be Yotze. Maybe we have a takana here that he should do a chalukas ha-shutfas, he should split up the shutfas, they have a partnership, split it up. Like we say in Bav Metzia 69a, that if you have a shutfas of money, the shutf is cholek shalom idas chavero, shirein lem nafkamina ezemos yikablu. I'm holding $100, 50 belongs to you, so without your das, I can split it up. What do you care which 50 you get? You get this $50 bill, that $50 bill, also here. There's no nafkamina, which for the moicher, which lulav he gets back. Anyway, he doesn't know which one is his, the moicher. So do a chalukas hashutfus. maybe we can say here another suggestion that if he gives the lulav to someone else, b'matana, almanas lahachzir, see, he's kona the lulav. How? Because there's yeyush. The mocher had yeyush, and now there's shina rishus. It's going into someone else's rishus, and it's almanas lahachzir, so he gets it back, so he's yotze that way. But maybe it's not so pashit, because by the mocher it's yush yeyush shalom idas. He doesn't know that he had yeyush, he doesn't know it's missing, unless we say that he does know it's missing. And then it's yeyush midas. So, Rav Avram gives another hatsah here, which we're not going to get into, and we are going to wish everybody an amazing sukkahs filled with simcha and bracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimaleh kol mashalos libchem letova, and it should really be the height of zman simchasenu. Shalom, shalom.